Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, looking at the United States-Africa diplomatic relations, joining me this morning is Anne Hertzberg, no stranger to Hi FM, no stranger to our listeners, no stranger to you, and no stranger to me. She's a legal advisor at NGO Monitor. She's also an expert in lawfare. Morning, Anne. What impact, if any, will the withdrawal of U.S. funds have on South Africa?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think it could have some serious consequences. First of all, the U.S. gives, I believe, around $400 million a year to South Africa for HIV and AIDS. So that's one program that could be affected. And the other thing is that South Africa is the United States' biggest trading partner in Africa, which I believe is around $18 billion a year. So that is a very serious consequences for South Africa.
All right. So I've got a question. That 480, what was the figure that you just gave?
I believe 400 million.
400 million. The only amount that I could find was $38 million since 2018 to the WITS Health Consortium, and that was a South African it's a South African research facility to study the transmission of HIV amongst sex workers and transgender people.
Interesting. So it's been reported that it's 400 million. You know, it could be that there are multiple programs. The thing with foreign aid is it often comes from various streams. Even though it's being channeled through USAID, there are several other related entities within the United States government where it could be coming from, or it could be misreported. But that's the figure I've been seeing.
That's so interesting.
On the BBC. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the... All right, so HIV, AIDS, I mean, so we don't really know what the programs are.
Well, that's the main program that I've seen. And I mean, I think... You know, but once they do,
is it educational, or is it rolling out ARVs, or like what kind of program is it?
I believe it's all of those things. So it's a whole whole host of efforts to block HIV.
Yeah.
But I think the trade implications are actually the more serious impacts from what President Trump has decided to do.
Okay.
Because for South Africa, because it's such a huge market for South Africa.
So how much trade do we do? What does the United States buy from us?
So it's apparently an $18 billion trade relationship. So the U.S. purchases approximately $18 billion worth of goods from Africa and vice versa. So I think the other thing is a lot of U.S. businesses are located in South Africa. So I think these are all things that we don't know what the consequences will that, you know, what the implications for the future are going to be.
Yeah. You know what? I think we need to get somebody from the embassy and somebody from the diplomatic corps, from the U.S. diplomatic corps to come and unpack this for us because.
I think that's. But I think the other thing, though, is just the moves that President Trump has made have happened so rapidly. So I think it's taken a lot of people by surprise. He had talked about before the election doing things related to tariffs regarding Canada, Mexico, China. But, you know, Africa, South Africa was not really on the radar or the shutting down right now of all foreign funding under USAID. So I think even for officials in the United States government, this is taking them by surprise. And I've heard, you know, a lot of people aren't really even sure what's happening with it.
Yeah. You know what, I think we need to get a fact sheet because clearly there isn't that much information. And I will actually take that on to get that done today. You know, I was thinking about this when this happened, and the first knee-jerk reaction across the board in South Africa was, how could they do this? But then I was thinking about it, and as long as the United States is funding these projects, which really should be funded by our government. What it does is it makes South Africa look like it's working better than it is.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, I think that's the crux a lot of the times about humanitarian aid, because it takes some of the pressure off governments to provide for their people.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also think, you know, it's also a message to South Africa because, you know, in addition to the reasons President Trump said, I mean, in the past year, South Africa has done a lot of things that are quite antagonistic to the United States, notably the ICJ case. And it's behavior since the war began.
Yeah.
So these are also things on the government's radar. And, you know, you can't antagonize the United States for so long without expecting consequences.
Yeah, look, I'm not one to draw parallels and conclusions. You know, there was an article in one of our local newspapers or local news sites that says U.S. freezes funding. Is South Africa being punished for dragging Netanyahu to court? And I look at that and I say, well, all you have to do is ask, where else has the United States or U.S. aid withdrawn their funding? And when you see that Serbia and Cambodia and Vietnam and South Africa is not alone in that. So it definitely can't be anything to do with the ICJ case. What's your thought, Anne?
Well, I think I disagree with that to an extent.
Okay.
Because, yes, USAID right now funding is suspended, so that's obviously going to impact programs in South Africa. But I think what was notable in this case was that South Africa was specifically named by the president for taking action against it.
Yes.
So, which has not happened with a lot of the other countries. So clearly there's something unique about South Africa that's bothering the incoming administration, and they've given some reasons. But, you know, Cambodia, he's not talking about that. So, you know, I think it would be a mistake for the government to rely on that, you know, to say, oh, well, you know, we're just one of many countries that
point
have fallen
taken.
Into this.
Yeah, point taken.
Right, and then not, you know, look at maybe things that they've done.
Yeah.
To antagonize the incoming administration.
So interesting. I was looking at all the other projects that the USAID funds. And do you know that do you know that not even USAID, but Biden's State Department gave $15 million to the Taliban for contraceptives after the Taliban banned the products? I mean, you can't make this up, Anne.
No, you can't.
It's mad.
I mean, I do think, you know, what the news has been reporting is that USAID is going to be shut down altogether, which I think would be a mistake. But I do think that it's very important now that there is actually the scrutiny being applied to these grants, like the one you just mentioned.
Yeah.
We've been calling that an NGO monitor for 20 years now.
You know, finally, they heard you.
Right? It's like, we don't want everything shut down, of course,
yes.
But you need to look at where the money's going because it's so wasteful in so many cases. And
yeah.
A lot of cases, especially in our region, the money is not merely wasteful, it's actually damaging because, you know, we've documented several cases where the money was going to Hamas. So, you know, that's also really why you have to look at these programs and give it sufficient scrutiny. Because
yeah.
There are real world damage that can recur from these grants.
Just before I let you go, because we've got to get to news headlines and sport, but I actually saw, and Trump actually echoed it, the White House spokesperson, what's her name? Leavitt.
Okay, yeah.
Anyhow, she threw out that the USAID had given Hamas $50 million for condoms.
Yes. And which they used to blow bombs across the border.
Yeah. I think that was, it must have been a joke. You know, and
some of the grants we look at, you can't believe. Apparently nothing surprises me.
Anyhow, Anne, thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Thanks for the time and your insight.
Likewise.
That's Anne Hertzberg. She's a legal advisor of NGO Monitor, expert in law. For